It's 8:51.
They may be frustrating, but the weeds in your lawn will get the best of you if you launch a direct assault on them in the summer heat. Joining us live this morning, WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. What do we do and what don't we do, Mike?
Well, this is the time of year when people are spending the most time on their lawn, and a lot of guys are staring at it and looking for little imperfections, and they want to get that spray canister out and start taking care of the weeds. What it really is hard to grasp is that most of our lawns, the cool season lawns, the fescue and the bluegrass lawns that make up 90% of the grass we see in our area, are cool season plants. They don't like summer. They're already stressed by summer. So even if you spray something that only kills, quote, broadleaf weeds or whatever, it's really going to stress the lawn around it. Any direct attack, especially at this time of year, generally kills a lot more lawn than it does weeds, because the weeds are summer plants. They love this weather.
So what about, now that's if you use a weed and feed. What if you just use the feed part?
Well, this is the wrong time to feed as well. I know a lot of people, and sometimes it'll even be the worst possible scenario. Their lawn will start turning a little bit brown during a 100-degree heat wave, and they'll think they have to feed it, which is like finding a guy in the desert crawling across the sand and you throw some salt on him. Here, don't you feel better, pal?
But I want it to look like the outfield at Nats Park.
Exactly. And to do that, you need the outfield crew at Nats Park. You need those 20 guys in matching uniforms running around with those funny little rakes. No, no, no. What you do right now is essentially nothing. The less you do to your lawn right now, the better it'll get through summer. Summer feedings are death on a stick to cool season lawns. You definitely want to go on a 12-step program if you're on a 4-step program right now. So all you want to do is make sure it's never cut lower than 3 inches. When you water it deeply and infrequently if you ever need to water it again. And then in late August, that's when you can get out there and really improve the lawn for next year. The only thing you can do right now is damage.
All right. Well, we can stay away. That's no problem there.
I don't want to stay
hammock
away.
Hammock time. Big hammock time coming.
I love it.
We like that. All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. WTOP's Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.
8:54.